All right, dream journal. So I had two lucid dreams last night. One of them I'm not going to tell you guys about. You guys don't need to hear about me chasing booty. Just because it wasn't very long. There was nothing before or after. It was literally like I became lucid because of that. And so then I just continued in that. And that's generally what happens. I don't usually go searching it out, but if it start, like if I wake, become lucid halfway through it, I'll just continue because, you know, it's a lucid dream. It's sometimes hard to remember goals. It's hard to control urges and stuff like that. So makes it to where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to stop this. It's very difficult to stop. So you'll see kind of a little bit of that in the next dream as well. So the other dream I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to tell you about one dream and one lucid dream, since, you know, I had two lucid dreams, so you guys deserve two dreams. I'll tell you the dream, and then I'll move on to the lucid dream. Alright, and both of these are pretty similar, because they happened one right after another. Just the second one wasn't lucid, which is really, really rare for me, for I had the second lucid dream, because generally later in the night, the more aware you are, but after you hit a certain amount of awareness in a night, it keeps going up, but it's still just the probability of you becoming aware, and so there's still a chance that it's more probable for you to become lucid later in the sleep, but there's still a probability that you could become lucid and then wake up and then go back to sleep and not, even though you have more awareness or more probability, it's still nothing caught your fancy, and you'll see that something caught me and changed exactly what I was. Why I was changing, like why I became lucid in the first one. The second one, there's nothing out of the ordinary, and I'd already been there, so there's no, like, I haven't been here before in my life. So, first lucid dream, I wake up, I'm in a bed. There are two girls sitting on top of me, talking to me. Not like on top of me, but like one on one side, one on the other. And they're talking to me, and then they start making out. And I've never been one for, like, the whole lesbian scene. And so that just, like, for one, that really freaked me out a little bit. And so I stopped and I checked. I was like, okay, I'm dreaming. And then for a second, my mind is like, why would they make out with each other when I'm right here? So I got up and I started making out with them for a little bit. Then I'm like, no. I'm like, gotta get out of here, got a dream goal to get to, and I started remembering my dream goal, and so I was like, okay, this is a college dorm, and I'm like, this isn't a college dorm. I look around, it seems like a college dorm, but it's a little different, because every time you get in, it changes your name on the login area of the room, and when you log in, it looks a lot like Skype, it's like all blue, and so I'm like, oh, sweet, that makes it so much easier. It's like Skype, it's just like, I'm like, I can just jump from Skype room to Skype room until I find the right one with Frying Man in it. And so, I try out like 5 or 6 different dorm rooms, and like the first one just has a dude just chilling out, laying in bed like I was, just chilling out, it's like, okay, I'm leaving. The second one has like just one person in the bathroom, and I knocked to ask who it was, and it was some girl just like, hey, I'll be out in a second. I'm like, ah, meh. Another one was like a couple of people making out as well, and then another one was like a group of like 10 people all talking simultaneously, which was very weird and strange. And it took me about 10 minutes to search through, and then that's when I started losing it a little bit. I was like, what am I doing here? I'm like, why am I searching from room to room? I was already in my room. And a little bit of me thinks that I might have been thinking that I should have just waited for Frying Man in the room. And a little bit of me thinks that I might have been losing lucidity and just been like, I need to get back to my room. But either way, I woke up. My wife woke me up and told me to help with the baby. So I helped with the baby a little bit, and then I went back to sleep. And then I was back in the same college dorm area. But this time it seemed more like college dorms. And I was with my wife this time, and I was waking up. Another false awakening, which sucks, because you know the rules for false awakenings. Any awakening, you do a reality check. Always check. Don't trust your awareness of states until you've checked the state. But anyway, so I'm with her, and same thing happened as last time. I mean, not like with the two girls making out, but just the same thing happened where I started making out with her. Now, you can see how that one of those would trigger me to check reality, and the other one wouldn't. Two girls on top of me making out, yeah, I might want to check reality. Me making out with my wife, pretty normal. And, yeah, so, y'all don't need to hear about that. So then I get out and I'm like, man, I'm so hungry, which I still am freaking hungry. But I'm like, I'm so hungry. I need to go find some food. And she tells me about this communal food basket, which I'm realizing I need in all of my dreams. Anytime you order food from a place and like anytime you order it food and you go and get it and you bring it back to the dorm, you have to order an extra either hamburger or whatever it is, like the cheapest thing on the menu, you have to order it. Like, it's just, you have to. There was no choice. And so I went up there and there was like 20 different McDonald's burgers and like 5 different Spangles burgers. And I found the one that I was wanting, a Spangles burger. You guys probably don't know what Spangles is. I'm from Kansas. Spangles is a Kansas establishment. Started in Kansas, I'm pretty sure, but it runs through all of Kansas. And they're on like, they're a little more expensive than McDonald's or anything like that. They make an amazing Western burger, which is like, a burger with onion rings and barbecue sauce and bacon. Like, all of the joy and happiness in the world that you could possibly imagine are on that thing. And so that's what I was looking for. And so I found 2 of them, and one of them was warm, the other one wasn't. So I just left the one that wasn't warm. And like, I could feel how warm it was. It felt great. And I was gaining awareness pretty well there. And I stopped and I looked around and I was like, okay, I need another hamburger. I'm not gonna take the other Western burger since it's cold. So I found just a normal hamburger from McDonald's. And I started looking around for a place to sit and eat. And like, nothing was making sense, but not enough so for me to reality check. And then I woke up, which is a little sad. But that was how my dreams went. Hold on, I'm sorry, I'm checking the number on this, number 7. Okay. That's how my dreams went last night. And so that's 2 lucid dreams, and I'm pretty sure that I'm on the edge. Like, if I get any less aware, there's no way I'm lucid dreaming. And so I'm really trying to keep my sleep schedule up, especially for this. So anytime my wife's taking a nap or anything, instead of playing on the computer or anything, I go sleep there as well. Anytime the babies are sleeping and I have a chance to, I sleep. I'm probably gonna have to change that pretty soon here, because I mean, we got back from the hospital, the house needs cleaned, I need to do some laundry and stuff. But I'm hoping that I can get some good sleep tonight, because if I can sleep at nighttime, then I'm good anyways, because I just need like 6-7 hours of sleep and I'll be happy. So that's what I'm looking for, and that's where I'm going. But yeah, I'm feeling like I'm doing pretty good so far with lucid dreams on this thing. Alright, that took like no time at all to say that, so I'm gonna go ahead and say my other dream. The only reason I said the previous one was because it was just kind of a lead on from the previous lucid, so we'll just count that as one dream basically. No, I'm just kidding. Pretend that I didn't lie to you and tell you I was only telling you 2 dreams. I had another dream last night. It was at the very beginning of the night. This one was, it was a mixture of Minecraft and a few other random things that I had. I'm gonna start putting the notes on my phone on here. I forgot to. I said I was going to do that at the beginning, but I'm going to fix everything up, send it all onto the OP, and send it on their own threads. I'm thinking about just having the link to the posts on the OP so that you can just click it and it jumps right over to the post, which is always fun. Either way, so then I'll be adding all of this great stuff. So we have I'm a little tired. this one's got some aliens in it, which is great. Everybody loves aliens. I was stuck in a mine shaft in Minecraft, and I started gaining lucidity, and I wanted to leave a little bit. And oh my gosh. See, this one might have been lucid as well, but it was such a low level of lucidity, I don't know. It was one of those that I was lucid, but it was like, I knew I was dreaming because the aliens had put me into a dream, and the only way to get out of the dream was to climb out of the Minecraft, so I'm not going to count that as a lucid dream. It was kind of a lucid dream, kind of not, because I knew I was dreaming, but, so technically it was a dream, but we're not going to count that. I'm going to have a count for it for this month. I'm going to try to hit, I think I'm just going to aim for 45. If I keep doing this good, I will aim for 60, but I'm just going to aim for 45 for now and just lucid dream every single night. I don't want to have another night without a lucid, so those are my two goals for this. And just because I have people watching, I want to, you know, perform under pressure. And that'll break a few goals. 45 won't break any goals, but lucid dream every night will for an entire month, even though I miss one night, whatever. So the moon looks really good. So, what happened was, I was locked under there. It was me and my sister. And my sister, I always see her as, like, kind of like an adventurer. Like, she just, I don't know. I feel like if there was a, zombie apocalypse, both my sisters would probably be fine. One of them especially, though. Like, I feel like one of them would be fine, and the other one would, like, lead the resistance against them. And so, the zombie apocalypse sister, this is the one, this is that sister. In dreams before, she has, holy crap, dude, you scare me with your bikes. I hate people biking, by the way. Like, I love to bike, but I hate whenever other people bike. So, my sister is with me, and we're trying to get out of this mine shaft, and we keep digging up, and then I stop, and I think back about, like, how long I've been digging, and I can't come up with a good idea. And, like, as you can see, there's, like, awareness from a lucid dream in there. And so I'm like, oh no, they've altered with my memory. Like, I could have not been digging at all, or this could be, like, a fabricated idea. And so I keep digging, and I keep digging, and I start seeing things that I've seen before, and I'm realizing this is just a fake world. And so I tell my sister that. I'm like, we're never getting out of here. I'm pretty sure they messed with our brains, and, like, we're just digging the same holes over and over, or we're in some form of dream, and we need to, like, we'll never be able to get out. And so she gets a little frustrated, and she's like, no, don't think that. She's like, keep digging. And we keep digging, and it seems like an hour or two of just digging straight upwards. And I mean, like, Minecraft digging. Like, I don't want you to think that I'm, like, pedaling through some dirt. I mean, like, digging, like, clicking in the right analog, but for me it's just like moving my arm up and down. Very Minecraft-ish. But then I finally decide what it is, because I realize that it reset, and I realize that it has to be some form of dream, and I'm like, the only way to get through it is to finish it quicker than I have before, because they keep altering our minds. But if I get to the surface, then I'll be able to see them and fight them, but they keep resetting it. And so I kept digging, and I dug for hours. It was just such a long and crazy lucid dream. And I had some, you know, sad enemy that I have no idea who they were, that was forcing me to dig all night, basically. And so I'll just quote holes, you know, the good old fashioned holes. I don't know if you've seen Holes that has Shia LaBeouf in it. It's a very boring movie, actually. It's not great. But they said that his philosophy is that you take a bad boy and you make him dig holes all day, and you turn him into a good boy. So maybe I gained some character through that dream, you know. But either way, it was kind of terrible, but also interesting, my thought process that went through it. So, I mean, I know that you guys are like, all you said that you were doing was digging. A little bit of talking. So that's pretty much how my night went, though. Just flashes of lucidity, making out, stuff like that. Just a normal night. Alright, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have some goals finished. If I have goals finished, I will sing you an entire song. I'm just kidding, I won't. But you guys know you'd love it. Alright, bye.